This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're back. Everyone seems to have survived vacation. I'm seeing, oh, there's Human. Human's here. Yuzi, hello. Vinny, Brinny.
Hi.
Is Vaughn here this morning?
He is.
Hey, Vaughn.
So? Let's hear it.
Where do we want to start?
Let's start with your stuff. What did you do?
I had a wig party.
I heard about that.
Oh, my God.
I saw some pictures, too.
You know, honestly, I thought about posting pictures. And I just decided to just be on vacation this week, this past week.
That's legit.
But I put on this blue wig and these huge eyelashes, and I became a different person. Like, it was awesome. It was so fun, and it was just so funny because every time anybody would walk into the house, the whole place would fall apart. And luckily, Human was there, so we got lots of pictures of it. But it was just, it was hilarious. And then by the end of the night, everyone's switching wigs, but I'm like, I'm not taking this blue wig off ever. Like, I actually want to put the wig on, go to a hairdresser, and go, cut it just like this. Like, it was so cute. It was great. Anyway, we rocked out all night long. Oh my God.
So your birthday was a success.
Dude, it was so fun. Like, I didn't think, you know.
You didn't think what?
I just didn't think anything could ever top my 50th birthday party, which was so fun. And this one was just, it was great.
And it topped it.
It was so fun. And it was just at my house. It was like, and it wasn't, it was like little small party, like, I don't know, 20 people.
20?
Yeah, it was really.
20.
21? 20, like 20 people.
It was pretty small.
Yeah, it was really.
Yuzi went, everyone.
Yuzi went. Oh my God. Yuzette shows up in this humongous, like, blonde afro wig.
Well,
I'm like, get in here. We got to put some eyelashes on you. So no, we all get the eyelashes on. Oh my God.
It seemed like you had a Dolly Parton thing kind of going there.
A little bit. Yeah. Oh, so you saw some of those
pictures.
Well,
she posted a picture. I don't know where you were. The picture you posted, just you.
I was, I think Human had took that one of me. I was sitting at the, by the chips.
Yeah, she was at, she was at the.
I had to put her in a well-lit place by some food.
Near exactly. You know. Alcohol's within reach.
Dude,
booze
it was
within
so,
reach.
It was just great.
That's
booze
great.
And alcohol. Oh my God.
Super
you went crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so fun. It was really, and it was just nice too, because it was, you know, and everybody got lit, which, you know, was lovely. Because there are some people who are like, you know, not, they, you know, they don't. But I think there's something about the wigs. They're like, hey, I'm someone else tonight.
Don't
oh,
judge
you mean
someone else.
Some people stay reserved?
A little bit. But I think that people became other
loose.
People. They really did. It was so fun. Human shows up and he's like a weird guru. He has this like blonde wig on and kind of like a tunic-y shirt with like this long kind of tassel that I was like, oh my God, it's perfect.
So I felt
funny.
Like we had to sell it, you know?
Oh,
whatever
hell
our
yeah.
wig was, you had to wear the shirt that was appropriate
right.
for that.
Yeah. It was not a full-on costume party. It was really just wigs, but it was really super.
Had to wear something to go with a wig,
yeah,
though.
Super fun. It was really great.
Right, Bryn?
Anyway, so
what does that
Bryn's
mean?
Goofy ass hair.
That mean?
Yeah, Bryn just wore like this sort of black long wig.
Yeah,
well, it reminded me of
he looked beautiful.
Of Mike Myers.
Thanks,
in
sure.
What is the two guys? Garth and
oh Wayne
Wayne's
and Garth.
World.
Yeah, Wayne's World, like that kind of hair, just like cruddy,
just
looking.
Hanging down.
Yeah,
limp.
Just hanging.
Yeah, it was cute.
It's hard when you
no
walk
attention.
In and everybody's already there because there's like 15 people staring at you and
yes.
you don't recognize anybody.
Yeah. Anybody.
Like, who's who?
Who are all
totally
these people?
Totally didn't recognize anyone.
John had this wig on. So John's got really like, if John lets his hair go, he gets a fro. Like, mm-hmm. I don't, it's this round, curly hair. And it's big. It'll get bigger and bigger. So he put on this wig that was supposed to be like a Beatles wig. Like really tight, but it was sort of tight to his head and made his. He just
you mean
changed.
Like a bowl cut,
like
kind of
like
Beatles?
A bowl cut, yeah, yeah but yeah. A little bit more graduated down the back. But it was just that wig. It was like so. He was a whole other person. Like, who is that? Because his hair was really tight to his head. And my god!
People kept calling him Edna. Who's Edna?
Oh, from The
Incredibles.
Okay.
He did, because he put these big glasses on.
Yeah.
Big,
Edna's fantastic.
So, she's so great. No cape. It was just a blast.
That's great.
I know. I was so happy. So anyway, that was really the highlight of my entire week. The rest of the week, I made purses.
Downhill from there?
I wouldn't call it downhill. It was a great, relaxing week. I totally needed it for Thanksgiving. We were all just the four of us. We went out to dinner. So
you did?
Yes. So
where'd you guys go?
To a place in Sausalito, Salitos. Mm-hmm. And I know. And then I'm looking at, I thought we had to get the turkey. You know, they have like the turkey dinner and stuff. And I look at it, I go, do I not have to get turkey? And they go, oh, yeah, no, you don't have. Full menu. I'm like, I'll have prime rib, thanks. I'm like, I'm not getting it then.
Yes.
Good
I know.
You.
So John wound up getting turkey, and he was psyched because he had enough left over to make a sandwich the next day, and that's all he cares about. We all put one fork into one slice of pumpkin pie, so we didn't overeat. It was like, oh, and then we didn't have to clean up.
Right.
Then we went home and watched a movie. It's great.
What'd you watch?
Leave No Trace. Was the one we watched on...
I watched Mission Impossible 5.
Oh, how was it?
So good.
Oh.
I mean,
good.
This is
No
the thing.
Leave No Trace, not as good. Dark.
Mission Impossible 5 is exactly what you want. Mm. I can't say up against some other masterpiece of a film that it's going to compete.
Those are great action
films. But it's
films.
Everything. It's got all the adventure.
That's not the new one,
That's
right?
That's the new one.
No, 6 is the new one. Did you see the one with Henry Cavill?
Six is
the
new
one. With Batman. Or
Superman.
Superman.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, that's 6.
6, okay, I saw 6.
It is so good. How about that last fight scene between the two of them?
Don't give it away.
The whole thing is great.
He goes right to the end.
The whole thing is really good.
And then it was an excellent episode of Survivor this week. So damn good. I love this season. They're really...
Except I ruined it for you, didn't I?
You didn't. Although I did know that they would... That what would happen would, but you
How
can't.
How did you not watch it?
I just hadn't watched it. We were so, like, hanging with our kids.
I texted her, and I'm like, oh, my God. First, I texted her, and I go, is this a... Because she sees it. It's 3 hours earlier than the rest of the world. Whatever that's about. And so I go, I thought, oh, it's going to be one of those crappy retrospectives.
That's what I thought it
so
would be, so I hadn't watched it.
And I'm like, is this worth watching? I don't hear back. We put it on. It's epic. The next morning, I'm like, oh, my God, it was so good. I can't believe
blah, 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 blah.
And then she writes me back with all exclamation points. I haven't seen it yet. Sorry.
Yeah, it must have been because there was a big article in the paper, whatever I was reading about it. And I thought, I saw the title or the headline. I'll wait till those guys tell me what
happened. It's a good season.
It just was good.
It's a really, really good season.
It's just they're sometimes... Brain power does in fact beat brawn. Just no substitute for someone just out freaking smarting you.
I know.
Period.
I did think that they maybe didn't have to blow two of their things.
I don't disagree, but it's still they're being outsmarted in such a way that you don't even you go.
They
got them.
They have smart people on that Goliath.
But they're being
they're being worked. There's no question.
Like you're just watching it unfold, going, "Oh my God, they got him again."
Yep.
Oh, crap!
They're just somehow smart enough to realize what's happening right in front of their.
You know
faces.
Who's? I have to admit, I saw an article that I didn't even read, but it leaned me the way I'm about what I'm about to say. It's not just Christian. It's that other kid.
No, right.
Mason.
Nick. The Mason-Dixon line.
Whatever. Whichever one isn't Christian, it's that kid.
They're really doing a great job.
That kid. So the headline was something like, the thing you didn't see was this guy finding out something.
Mm.
And I didn't even read it. I just went, that guy.
I know.
That guy has been like...
Isn't he a small town lawyer?
I don't know.
What's the dude's name?
Nick something. Nick.
How many are still left?
I don't know. 9, 8, 10. There's 10. Because wasn't it 6 to 5?
I don't know.
And we thought that they would. I think it's 10.
Dang
left.
It all. It's really good.
So good.
Really, really good.
Nick, of course, he's the last one. Now I go to the last one and start
right,
from there.
Right, of course.
Nick Wilson is his name, and Williamsburg, Kentucky is his hometown, and he lives there now. He's a public defender.
Oh, okay. So
there
he,
you go.
He is some kind of lawyer. Yeah, he's smart. He's just, and he is observant, and he listens, and he reads people really well.
Three words to describe you. He says, charming, outgoing, intelligent. Pet peeves, people getting offended over every little thing, and know-it-alls.
Oh, yeah.
So I think, because he's fairly normal, mm-hmm. and Christian, clearly his brain has warped him some. Mm-hmm. Like, it's warped his posture. It's warped the way
He's like a little bit, like, Asperger-ish. Mm. Like, he doesn't really, he can't read, you know, he is very smart, and he is a threat, for sure. But he is not, he needs people around right. him. Like, he's definitely, I can see that guy having a pretty good-sized breakdown at some point. Like, I think he'll lose it.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah,
but
we will.
But I think that other guy is the one. He may be the...
Yeah, he's actually
what I can tell.
Laying low and making friends and listening and observing.
So one of the things I had to do, just to sort of give you a piece of what's been going on in the state, I went on Saturday. I had to fly down to...
Oh, yes.
To pick up your mom.
Ontario Airport, mm-hmm. where my mom was waiting. So nice. They don't chase your car away at Ontario. She was able to just sit there and wait for me. If you've ever been to...
They're not as busy there.
I guess mm-hmm. not, man.
Small,
because there she was
airport.
Sitting with her dog in the car, and she's like, oh, hi. I'm all... Man, if you
this
were in San Jose or San Francisco, you'd have been chased off 15 times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'd have to check in at the cell phone lot.
Jesus. There she's sitting.
So you walk right out.
Oh, hi, Vincent. I'm like, oh, God. Unbelievable.
So this was so that you could
drive her back up to our area so that she could stay with us for Thanksgiving.
Get in the car right then and just drive north?
And just drive.
You didn't go to her house?
No.
She had everything she needed.
She had everything she needed. I got right in. So I land, I get in the car,
and we take
off for...
Points north.
Right. But I wanted specifically to take 101 so I could see the fire damage.
Yeah. Mm.
And all the hillsides are black. Mm. It's just such a trip. And you know the smoke that we'd all been inhaling for however long. It wasn't as bad down there.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't nearly as bad. But man, just, and it was to the freeway. Like you're driving
Burnt
down
the,
to
freeway
the freeway and you're like, oh my God. People must have been maybe they closed it. I don't know if they closed it or what, but it was, so as I drove up, I just checked all that out and it was like, oof, yikes. All of the hillsides.
Mm-hmm. So you went up through Thousand Oaks and then down through Ventura and everything?
Through Ventura, Oxnard, all of that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Anyway, I mean, we got past it and it was fine. And finally the storm, oh, the rain.
Oh, the rain.
Clean the air.
Bring me the rain.
Talk about heaven the next day. Mm-hmm. I got out to the beach because I'd been surfing Monday, Tuesday. I want to say when, I don't know what it was all of those days, but every day after the surf for like 2.5 hours or whatever, I was like, oh, my lungs are killing me.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, you can't exercise in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's no doubt. I was
pulling deep breaths in that smoke was not a great idea.
The surf was on.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do it. But man, the smoke, once it cleared, I was just, like, I actually thought, I'm so happy.
Mm-hmm.
The air's clear. And it continues to be. As I drove into the city this morning,
mm-hmm.
you could see.
And we got tons and tons of rain, too. Like, it seemed like.
I believe we got snow,
we
did, too.
We got some snow. Mm-hmm. So it's, I mean, just. Keep it raining. So are the fires out now because of the rain?
100% contained
for the campfire,
okay. Which is the big one that was fueled all the smoke we've mm-hmm. been breathing, mm-hmm. for sure.
Okay.
So that is good news. That means we won't get a refill of smoky air.
Right.
And another storm tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we have rain tomorrow afternoon.
Sort of throughout the week.
Yeah. What did you guys do on Thanksgiving? Did you cook at your house?
We did. We had everyone over to our house.
Who's everybody? You had a brother up too, right?
My bro didn't make it until the next day. Oh. My mom, Maria, which is the Mrs. Mom. Mm-hmm. We had Aaron and
her
Uncle
sister.
Mo. Yes, her sister and the two cousins or their kids. We had Party and his girlfriend. Mm. I think that's it.
Great.
It was a house full. And the meal came out great, and I didn't lift a finger. I watched football. And it was nice. It was really nice.
That is nice.
And then...
were the kids running around the
kids
house having
ran
a great
around.
Time?
You know how you get... This is just so typical, but you know, you kids have a million toys. You blow up two balloons and hand them to 2 5-year-olds, and there's the party.
Boing, it's the simplest thing.
They're uh-huh. just,
I know.
I'm like,
go play with your toys.
Son of
right.
a biscuit.
I like this box. Uh-huh. I like this balloon.
Balloons.
I know. The best.
Kept them. We're just like watching them running around tapping these balloons going,
that's hilarious. What's the cousin's name, the little girl?
Emily.
And they're about the same age.
They're one's a year younger.
Oh, okay.
But they're, so yeah, 5 and 4.
That's great, though.
Yeah.
It's nice. Cousins was like the best as I was growing up. I'm still so close with my cousins.
Did you grow up with cousins?
I did some points in my life.
I didn't at all.
Oh. Yeah. My cousins mostly from L.A. or Vestalia. Didn't really have cousins in the Bay Area.
I saw my cousins every single weekend my entire life growing up. Like they're
neat.
Some of my close. You guys know yeah. all of them. They've all been in here.
Oh, Tucker.
Tucker, Brad, Seth, and Stephanie. Mm. Huh. I don't think you've ever met Stephanie.
You never made out with her, did you?
No, I never did.
All right.
Thank goodness.
Or any of them. Let's just be clear okay. on that.
You say.
So, Hooman was telling me, Hooman came over last night, and he was telling me a pretty funny
Thank you.
Story.
Did you watch Ozark?
We did, but we have one episode left of the first season. We actually, because my brother and sister-in-law are still gone, they went away for the whole week. So, and we're watching that show with them, but we couldn't resist. We watched one episode, so they'll have to catch up. And we were going to watch the finale for the first season, but we decided not to so that we could all watch it together this weekend.
Are you loving it?
It's so
it's
good.
It's amazing.
It's so good.
It's
huh?
incredible.
So he comes over last night, and Hooman, it sounds like, didn't have a great Thanksgiving.
Well, so Sarah's like, how was your Thanksgiving? So, as you know, we had this American family that adopted us when we came to the United States, and we spent every Thanksgiving and Christmas with them. The Lynches. His last name's Lynch.
But then some of them
so,
died.
So the grandmother
right?
died, and she was the glue that held mm-hmm. us together with them. So we're sort of, I mean, I don't know if we're disinvited, but we weren't really invited. So we have, you know, I have some family out here in Castro Valley. The East Bay.
This is your mom's sister.
My mom's
Sadie.
Sister, yes.
So she hosted.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and I have an uncle and I have a cousin too. But there's
well, that's
just
a good gathering.
There's so much drama every time, and I haven't seen my cousin in like 2 years on purpose.
Boy or girl?
Girl.
And
girl.
How old is she?
I'd say I'm 44. I'd say she's at least 48, 49.
You're 44?
Oh, so old.
God, dude.
So anyway.
So we go there and, you know, my cousin, she just loves animals. Like, she's got so many dogs and rescues everything. And
oh, you hate that, huh?
Well, I don't hate that. I mean, I promote
But she's
that
really
kind of stuff.
Into
yeah,
it.
You don't like animals on you.
Well, yeah, I'm not a huge animal person, but whatever. It doesn't matter.
So an enormous meal has been prepared.
Enormous meal has been
on
prepared.
On the table. It's all
right.
ready.
And so my cousin, the girl, she walks over and she says, well, I see you. She's a vegetarian. I see you all are about to eat meat here. And I just want to remind you before you start eating that those of you who eat meat are supporting Satan. And I'm like, and so I said,
yeah!
Unfortunately, that song did not start playing in the background.
Oh, that's too bad.
You thought about it, right?
It was playing in his head.
God, I love that.
So then I said, you know, we'll call her Rose. I'll say, Rose, I can't help but notice that iPhone in your pocket and your car that you drove up in, it runs on gasoline, doesn't it? And she says, well, Well, I don't partake as much as you guys do. So a fight breaks out just as we're about to eat.
Basically, like, we pretty much all support Satan.
Yeah, I'm like, come on. Like, everyone is at fault. Like, the whole world is messed up. All of us are supporting some industry that has some kind of child slave labor or people committing suicide or something. Everybody is.
It's great.
100% of the people.
This is where you took that?
Well, no, this is in my mind.
So you didn't say any of that?
No, but he did say
the iPhone
and
your car.
The car, we all support Satan.
Why didn't all you guys just go, Rose, zip it. Go eat in the other room.
Well, yeah. My mom and my aunt used to be able to, temper everything when everyone was kids. But now that we're all adults, you can't really. And so...
there's a fight.
So then she goes, well, I need to go. I need to walk my dogs. I'm like, all right, go. So she's gone for, 2.5 hours, thank God.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She has so many dogs. Like, a lot of dogs.
She was legitimately gone walking dogs the whole time?
Yeah.
She can't walk them all at once?
She didn't get in her car and split?
No. She had some, tied up outside, some inside.
Oh, boy.
Does
she live there?
No, she just, I don't know how many miles away.
She had to bring all the dogs
with
her?
I think she lives, maybe 10 miles away from her mom.
All the dogs.
So, then she comes back. Oh, and then my uncle, my uncle used to fly for the Iranian Air Force. And he just, he is always looking for reasons to have huge pride in Iran, and he says, Hooman. I said, yeah, his name is...
Well, this is when Hooman's trying to leave, by the way. Hooman's leaving.
He goes,
what are we going to call him, Bob?
Yeah, let's call him Bob.
All right.
I said, yeah, Bob. He said, do you want to have some pride in your country? I said, sure. He goes, let's watch Iranian weightlifting. So I'm like...
Oh, God.
Just because all the news out of Iran is always bad, so this guy's looking for anything.
So the Iranians do dominate.
By the way, so Hooman's telling me this story last night, and he's all, I think you're about to say it. Go on.
So my uncle, so Iran dominates in wrestling and weightlifting in the world. And so for 1 hour, we sat there and watched a bunch of Persian dudes lifting heavy weights over their heads. Over and over.
And then
over.
Every time they would get one up over their head, the uncle's so proud.
Yeah.
So excited.
Yeah.
Where you're standing up each time. All right.
Well,
then.
He would break down every lift. Mm.
He's really into this.
So, yeah. And then he'd compare us to the Colombians and the people from, Kazakhstan.
What about your Hathor?
Yeah.
What about your guy from Iceland?
He doesn't do this kind of weightlifting the Europe.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Huh? Because.
Who's that? The mountain?
Yeah, the mountain. Yeah, the mountain would probably win.
Were you praying for patience as you're sitting there?
No, I just saw how happy he was, and you just kind of have to roll with it. I was just happy my other cousin was gone.
Sounds so fun, doesn't it?
Oh, God. I would have been grabbing the back of my hair.
So then,
is that what you do? Hurt yourself when you're like,
I grabbed the back of my hair.
Not think about.
So then, after an hour of that, my cousin comes back.
Oh.
So it's been 2.5 hours.
Oh, no.
And she starts another fight again. And at the point, I just looked at her and I go, "We're leaving." And she goes, "Well,
come along, mother.
I love you guys." I'm like, "Really? Your words don't show that.
You
Your
didn't
actions
say that.
Don't show that.
You said I love you too."
I was like, no, I just said it in my mind. These are things I'm saying in my mind. Right. Like when someone says it.
Well,
and
what
yet,
was the new fight about?
Gosh, I was thinking about what was the second fight about, but it just.
Weightlifting.
Your poop is filled with animals?
I can't.
I mean, what? Is it still the animal thing, or does she have a new gripe that she throws at you?
Well, this one's kind of sad, but I think it had to do with something about. Anyway, this is the family drama.
Oh.
I could tell you, but it's pretty horrible. So I just at that point I'm like, Mom, please, we have to leave. I can't take more than 3 hours of this. And we jumped in the car. And
all right, Mom said okay.
I met my friends in the marina. I was like, anyone want a drink?
I was thinking you're like, can I have a mojito? Make it a double.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I may actually have a sip.
Right?
I know. Take a sip of mojito.
Did you actually take a sip of your drink?
Oh yeah. Are you kidding me?
No, not.
And you know what? It was funny. It was the restaurant was packed that we were at because everybody was escaping family.
Sure.
Everyone.
Yeah. It is true. They say that it's a big bar night on Thanksgiving after dinner.
Yep.
Everyone's like, okay, I've had enough of my family. I want to go where people are. People are all the same.
I'm glad. So you guys are right there at the end of.
Yes.
Ozark.
So the final episode's an hour and 20 minutes, correct?
Right. Well, that's what it said on the
Yeah, that's what
screen.
It said.
I don't remember.
How good is that final episode of the first season?
None of the episodes are disappointing. Mm. Like, I really feel like stuff happens. The show's moving forward at all times.
I just want to tell you where we're at. They just wrapped $50 million in saran wrap and put it in their walls. Mm. That's where we're at. You got that?
$50
million? $50 million.
Spoiler alert, everyone.
Well, they don't even know what episode we're on.
All right, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello, we're back, and we'll be really right back after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.